Before the war, administration officials offered only a few specific pieces of evidence to show that Iraq was actively seeking nuclear weapons. One was that discredited story of uranium sales in Africa. Another important claim involved an Iraqi effort to buy aluminum tubes for a weapons program. And the administration's critics say the White House distorted that evidence, too. You may have heard the debate over this case in the months before the war, but a former official is now speaking publicly about what the U.S. government really knew until he retired in September 2002. Greg Thielman was a senior official in the State Department's intelligence office.
We had noticed Iraqi efforts to procure aluminum. This was a suspicious undertaking. It was high-quality aluminum. One would suspect that they're not making aluminum foil out of this. We then actually intercepted some of the aluminum they were seeking, which gave us an opportunity to take a close look at it and find out exactly what it was.
Thielman's office was one of several agencies that tried to learn if Iraq wanted the tubes to build machinery to create weapons-grade uranium.
This was, to me, an issue which had some genuine controversy. But over the passage of time, and as we heard from U.S. experts, we became convinced that it was not likely that this was intended for the nuclear weapons program. It was far more likely. In fact, we decided that it was nearly certain that this was for artillery rockets.
That was the view of the State Department and Department of Energy. Analysts at other agencies, including the CIA, thought the tubes could be used for nuclear weapons. The disagreement continued through much of 2002, yet the president's public statements reflected no doubt at all. He spoke to the United Nations in September.
Iraq has made several attempts to buy high-strength aluminum tubes used to enrich uranium for a nuclear weapon.
Soon after that speech, Congress debated whether to authorize war. To help lawmakers decide, intelligence agencies prepared a National Intelligence Estimate, a 90-page document summing up the best available information. You can still look up the unclassified summary of that report by going to the CIA website. Greg Thielman says the summary mentions the dispute over aluminum tubes, but he charges that it contains a subtle distortion.
That most analysts believe these aluminum tubes were intended for the nuclear weapons program. And some analysts believed it was for another purpose.
The significance of that most and some, tell me what that says to you. I mean, what you think that says to somebody who was reading that unclassified summary?
Well, I think for a layman and even some specialists reading it who did not have access to the classified information, you would get the impression that there was a general consensus in the intelligence community among experts that this was going into the nuclear weapons program. To say that is really not a true statement. There was no such consensus.
By early January 2003, the International Atomic Energy Agency had sent inspectors to Iraq, interviewed Iraqi officials, and made a preliminary finding that the tubes were not part of a nuclear program. Still, President Bush repeated his claim in his State of the Union speech on January 28.
Our intelligence sources tell us that he has attempted to purchase high-strength aluminum tubes suitable for nuclear weapons production. Saddam Hussein has not credibly explained these activities. He clearly has much to hide.
Several days later, Secretary of State Colin Powell addressed the United Nations.
Saddam Hussein is determined to get his hands on a nuclear bomb.
Former State Department intelligence official Greg Thielman says Secretary Powell made a more nuanced case than the president had.
It was very interesting that he made a subtle change. Instead of saying that this aluminum could only be suited for a nuclear weapons program, Secretary Powell said this aluminum can be adapted for the nuclear weapons program, a very important shift, not too much noted at the time.
Let me tell you what is not controversial about these tubes. First, all the experts who have analyzed the tubes in our possession agree that they can be adapted for centrifuge use.
Greg Thielman questions even that modified charge, saying it's doubtful the tubes could be adapted. The Central Intelligence Agency has been reviewing just how well its analysts did in estimating the Iraqi threat. That review is led by Richard J. Kerr, a former CIA deputy director. Kerr says it's natural that complicated intelligence would be simplified as it moved from analysts to top officials to the president.
That gets actually to the point that I would make on this whole politicization thing. Most and some, you know, all policymakers, when they're describing their policy or trying to present a policy, have a hard time dealing with all the nuances of intelligence description of how they would describe the evidential base. You know, intelligence analysts always want to put a bunch of qualifiers in it. They want to put words around it that give an accurate description of what they really mean. If you're a policymaker, you're trying to convey an idea. It is very hard to do that if you have all the qualifiers and all the various words surrounding it that obscure the point you're trying to make. So, you know, does someone kind of strip it down a little bit? You bet. But, you know, how do you convey an idea if you don't do that?
Richard Kerr's panel reviewed the information that U.S. agencies put out about Iraq before the war. The panel found that from 1998 to the start of the war, the U.S. obtained only limited evidence about Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. Instead, U.S. agencies made deductions that Iraq still had an active weapons program. Analysts based their findings mainly on older evidence and on Saddam Hussein's past behavior. A few days ago, Richard Kerr's panel found that U.S. agencies reached reasonable conclusions, since analysts always have to do a certain amount of guesswork. The president's critics contend that his simplified public statements deliberately obscured just how much guesswork was involved in building a case against Iraq.